Here's the Marketplace Index for Monday the 24th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average today up 104 points, a rise of 0.9%, helping things out. Caterpillar profits up 44%, the stock up 5%. S&P 500, a gain of 15 points, 1.3%. Let's talk about the NASDAQ Composite Index, up 61 points today, 2.3%. As of today, the losses for 2011 are gone for the NASDAQ, and the index is up slightly for the year so far. The 10-year bond yield up today to 2.23%. Picture this. German Chancellor Merkel the other day handing President Sarkozy of France a Stief teddy bear for the Sarkozy's new baby daughter. President Sarkozy may wish there'd been 2 trillion euros stuffed inside, amid sharp disagreements on how big Europe can go to stop its financial crisis. The high-stakes negotiations continue today. Predictions are there needs to be a plan by this Wednesday or else. Mark Lucchini is the chief investment strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott.
I think that the market may likely riot should it acquire those kinds of headlines, that Wednesday has come and gone without still further any real resolution to what has been talked about seemingly ad nauseum at this juncture.
Yeah, because it seems as if market players have been pretty patient. Okay, second summit, that's all right, just come up with something. But you're saying, you use the word riot, you think that could be quite a dramatic day in the markets if the Europeans don't come through.
I think markets were really prepared for something more than skeletal to come out of this weekend. But the longer delays occur, one, you stand the risk of Greece actually running out of money, and or two, that by all accounts, it will signal to the markets that there is no coalescing among European officials. So ultimately, what might be found is compromise that underwhelms the market, leaving investors disappointed.
So the opposite of skeletal would be a deal that goes beyond a blueprint. It would have to be pretty specific.
I think pretty specific and address what the market is hungry to hear, which is to say something that encompasses some recapitalization of the European banks, what the write-down is going to be to Greek debt.
In other words, how short the haircuts would have to be for bondholders.
Most definitely. And then finally, right-sizing the European Financial Stability Facility to account for not just the peripherals, but the anticipation that the solvency issues were and start to encumber some of the larger, more economically important countries in the Eurozone.
Mark Lucchini at Janney Montgomery Scott. There is some help today for people who've been paying their mortgage on time but can't refinance because they owe more than the house is worth. The federal government says it'll make it easier to get cheaper loans by letting people apply for special refinancing, even if their houses are really underwater. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. A riddle: why would good fortune for FedEx help an arch competitor, the U.S. Postal Service? FedEx said today it expects a record holiday shopping season and shipping season, predicting shipments will be up 12%. If FedEx is right, this means the economy is stronger than many had predicted coming out of the summer, which makes the pulse beat faster today. As for the post office, it turns out FedEx pays the post office to do the final delivery on quite a few parcels during the holiday crunch. More about the shipping forecast and how we're tracking the pulse of the economy on our website, marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.